From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Majapinto. The Taylorsville Police Precinct is separating from the Unified Police Department. KUER's Jessica Lowell reports on why the city plans to create its own law enforcement agency within the next year.
Taylorsville spends around $10.5 million a year to be a part of the UPD, which allows more than 10 communities in the Salt Lake County area to share resources between police departments. Kim Horucci with Taylorsville says the city spends nearly half of their budget on funding the police.
The Taylorsville city has been with UPD for the past 8 years. We've seen costs increase year to year with UPD.
Horucci says she hopes they can decrease that amount or keep spending the same when the city has their own police force. But she says the decision isn't only about costs. It's also in part because of recent protests against police brutality.
The decision by the city is centered more on a desire for local control, especially at this time. City leaders would really like to have more direct involvement, more direct influence over policy, and more direct responsibility as it relates to policing.
Horucci says the city plans to make their department more community-oriented and hold focus groups to allow community input. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
John Huntsman, Jr., is back on the campaign trail after quarantine following a positive test for the coronavirus. The Salt Lake County Health Department cleared the former Utah governor, who is running to secure the GOP nomination for governor. His primary competitors are Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, former Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes, and former state GOP Chair Thomas Wright. After nearly two decades in office, Republican Representative Rob Bishop is stepping down from Utah's 1st Congressional District. KUER's Emily Means reports the candidates vying for his seat are running on issues he's championed.
The four Republican candidates looking to replace Bishop have mostly the same priorities as him, like more local control of public lands and supporting Hill Air Force Base. Weber State political scientist Leah Murray says the candidates don't need to differentiate themselves from the congressmen because the district's people and issues have mostly remained the same.
People are not really moving to Box Elder, so it's not a district that's seeing huge change.
A recent poll for the 1st Congressional District shows, with less than a week to go until the primary, about 25% of voters are still undecided. Weber County GOP Chair Lacey Richards says each of the four candidates embraces the party's conservative values, but the open seat has inspired voters to do more research.
You know, people are vetting candidates that they're not as familiar with as an incumbent who's been serving for decades.
Murray says Bishop's seat is so Republican that whoever wins the primary will likely win the general election, too. Emily Means, KUER News.
One of those, a late entry in the race to replace Bishop, is leading in fundraising. Republican Blake Moore's campaign has generated nearly $358,000 as of June 10th. Among all candidates vying for a primary win for the 1st District seat, Democrats Jamie Cheek and Darren Perry round out the bottom of the fundraising list. Mail-in ballots for the respective party primaries are due June 30th. The State Department of Health announced 394 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. That brings the streak to 2 weeks of more than 300 daily cases. Utah passed another milestone as well. More than 300,000 people have been tested here. The recent rise in cases has led to Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson submitting a formal request to the governor asking for approval to require people to wear face coverings in certain public settings. So far, more than 10,000 of Utah's cases are considered recovered. The federal government increased food benefits and access for those in need when COVID-19 hit, but those benefits are about to expire in many states in this region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
When COVID-19 hit, the federal government increased the amount of grocery dollars for needy families to the maximum possible amount. So, for example, someone who normally gets about $20 a month could get almost $200 for groceries. States can ask the U.S. Department of Agriculture to extend extra benefits for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, as it's known. Colorado and Montana have done that. But the program expires on June 30th, and so far in our region, no other states have applied for an extension. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.